The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Years ago, I visited a friend who lived in one of Princeton's graduate student housing units. All the little cottages on a lot next to one another looked more like a military base than a university campus. In fact, the units had been built in 1947 as temporary housing designed to accommodate veterans entering school on the GI Bill. Now, they've all been torn down, and the area has been cleared of all but the grass and trees. It's grown tall with pines and wildflowers. Herds of white-tailed deer graze there in the mornings and evenings. One day soon, perhaps the grid of asphalt where cars once drove will be cracked and overturned by roots and earth. Nature will have taken this human space back. The earth is changing. Fields are cleared, paved. Houses and shopping centers appear where once stood only trees. Coastlines crumble into the sea. The chief driver of accelerating climate change is us. Our human activities here on Earth have created a kind of domino effect of intensifying storms and unrecognizable seasons. Many of us have begun to accept the fact that humankind may not last. I suppose that's always been a possibility, but never before has it felt so imminent a reality. Have we tipped the scale so far toward climate devastation that the end of our story will come sooner than any of us wants to believe? Our prognosis is frightening, but the Earth is used to upheaval. The Earth has endured billions of years of unceasing change, extinction upon extinction, epochs of darkness, while life reinvented itself. Today's poem is Tide Pool by John Balaban. I can read it imagining myself at a rocky reef, peering down into the world of hermit crabs and fiddlerfish. But it also urges me to look up and around me at where our houses stand and out toward the far distances where mountains have risen, and to admit the impermanence of everything. Tide Pool by John Balaban. Here, the ancient lava slid into the sea, hissed up steam clouds, then cooled into stone, making a moonscape in the volcanic shelf pocked with basins, cracked by runnels where tides chafe canyons day and night, scooping out clear shallow pools, sand-bottomed cisterns, where sun shaft and tide froth ply their metaphors. At the pool's edge, a hermit crab with ivory claw, pop-dot blue eyes, and strawberry whiskers sidles off under some dead shell. In the tidal rinse, blue neon fingerlings flit between the rocks. Fiddlers swim away at the shift of a shadow, and deeper down, beneath wrinkles of light in the tide-washed crooks, the ink-purple urchins wait for whatever. A sun and a moon, but a fishbowl nonetheless for little lives in their amorous wriggles, for the crashing sea punching holes below the shelf, flushing innocent worlds, leaving only a stone stage for watery dramas beneath the sky, an existential entertainment, an opera mimicking our desire for an imagined home, in a place forever perishing, a place to live. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.